أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وبعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعمن تبعهم وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today's khutbah will be about لا تقلق فإن هذه الأمة لن تموت. Don't worry, this ummah will not die. It's not my opinion. It is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just conveying the message to you or reminding myself and my respected sisters and brothers with this message. Just. Now, but let me just remind you with something I myself and all other khutaba should always keep remind ourselves always with it. You know, this member, this chamber, basically, one of its basic duties is to remind. وَذَكَّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ One of what we are doing, you know, this is an obligation. Standing here, taking the place of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who used to do it every Friday, is a compulsory. Part of it, وَذَكَّرْ Not necessarily you don't know, you know. Not necessarily you are ignorant. No, no, no. You have the knowledge. But you need someone to remind you. What? Two, sometimes, as I always said, we'll keep repeating it. One of the duties of the khatib, basically, to fix the misconceptions or misunderstanding. Islah shubuhat, tawdih. Sometimes. It's a reminder, fixing. Now, one of, as we did last time or 2 weeks before, Does Allah accept justice? We should definitely know, and we gave you the evidences that Allah does not accept. But why what is happening is happening, we give evidences about why. Today we will be dealing with another misconception or another problem. شبهة أخرى تطرأ على الأذهان عند كثير من المسلمين. When we see what happens to Muslims, I repeat again, starting from Burma, maybe not ending, I don't know where, in Egypt or in Libya. You will see Muslims, they are killed nearly everywhere. By the way, 75% of refugees on earth, they are Muslims. Do you know this? 75% of refugees on earth, they are Muslims. So can we say that Muslims, they are suffering? Definitely yes. Are they killed in many different places on earth? Definitely yes. Look to Burma, for example, Chechnya, just a few years ago, Bosnia, Egypt, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, wherever you go, a group of Muslims, they are tortured, killed or something. So This might bring frustration to some people. This person, this believer, he or she might think that خلاص, it is the end of Islam. May Allah be with us. My duty now to tell you, no, there is no end for Islam till the day of judgment. I repeat, this is not my opinion. This is Allah's decision. هذه الأمة لن تموت. Why? Let me tell you why. I will give you small pre into that introduction. Then I will give you a hadith, then historical evidences. Now, small introduction. We need to know, respected brothers and sisters, the following. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to create human beings, starting from Adam up to the Day of Judgment, He decided in parallel to send prophets and messengers. We all know this. This is not something new for you. We know Adam alayhi salam. We know Idris alayhi salam. We know Nuh or Noah, peace be upon him. We know Abraham or Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know Sulaiman or Solomon. We know David or Dawood. We know Joseph or Yusuf alayhi salam. We know about this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa rusulan lam taqsushum alayh. There are other plenty of them we did not tell you about. So we believe in a number of prophets and messengers that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting from Adam up to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know the numbers. Tens, maybe. Hundreds, maybe. Thousands, maybe. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ Allahu a'lam. Maybe. Some narrations say more than 100,000. Regardless, we know that we prophets and messengers, all of them, just a reminder now, that it's good to fix this point in your mind as a Muslim. This is past part of the prayers that should be clear in our minds. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah decided to send a prophet or a messenger to every specific group in their time. Moses or Musa alayhi salam, he was sent to the people of Israel. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was sent to his people. David and Solomon, Dawood and Sulaiman to the people of Israel. Jesus Christ, he was sent to the people of Israel. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent to Linnasi Kaffa. So part of our faith that everyone preceded سَبَقَ مُحَمَّدًا بُعِثَ لِقَوْمٍ بِعَيْنِهِ إِلَّا صلى الله عليه وسلم قال وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا Verily indeed we have not sent you but to all human beings بَشِيرًا نَذِيرًا The Bashir is the one who brings the glad tidings, the good news. And the Nadir is the one who's warning, be careful, there is something waiting for Bashira wa Nadira, for every single human being. Now, the message of Islam, here comes our point, concludes, includes every single core point of other messages. Now, for example, now, Jews and Christians, they believe in the Old Testament and the New Testament. We believe in the last testament from Allah. All the new last. So ours is the last. This last is for the human being. And according to the Quran, tens of verses, a hadith, this message Allah has declared clearly by saying, it's not me or you, Allah says clearly. This should be clear in your mind. It must be clear. You have to believe in this. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu حافظون. Who is the hafiz of this Quran? Me? You? Inna Allah is using the, as we say in English, the queen we. Okay? The majestic we. We. It's not the plural. It's called the majestic we. Like we say, for example, in English we say, we the king decided blah 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 blah. Now in Arabic language this is used when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna some naive people they say, you see, you believe in the multiple of gods. God say Inna. This is Arabic language like English language. When the Queen Elizabeth, for example, decides to issue a declaration, what did she say? We, Queen Elizabeth, decided blah 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 blah. This is very well known, even in English, not in Arabic. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. It's us who revealed the Quran, and it's us who will protect it. So, now my point. The title of my khutbah, don't worry, this ummah will not die. If you want to worry, worry about your status, where it should be while this ummah in war by the enemies who are trying to vanish this ummah. It will not vanish. But during the stages of attacking, you know, intellectual attacking, where is your status? You are with who? With which group? For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He revealed Surah Al-Baqarah, you know Surah Al-Baqarah, it's the biggest chapter in the Quran. After Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Baqarah, one of the main points that Allah was explaining to us is the divisions of people. Mu'minun, kuffar, munafiqun. Tens of verses. قُلُوا أَمَنَّا at the morning, then at the end of the day, you know, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُوا مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ Do you think Allah, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, was playing games with us when He told this, these things about the munafiqeen? He's telling us about a group that will exist in the Day of Judgment. One of the biggest reasons for this, be aware not to be from them. Be careful. Plus, be aware not to support them. Plus, be aware not to love them. So be careful. This is one of the things that you can do. Even if everyone is against you, you can do it. You can take a decision not to be with dictators. Not to be with wrongdoers. And this is very important. Now let me give you the evidence from the evidences of the Sharia evidences, that's what I'm claiming, if I may put it in this way. Then I will give you some historical evidences, just to give you the glad tidings, just to be optimistic. Optimism is part of your faith, I believe. At-tafa'ul. If you are a true believer, optimism, tafa'ul should be, you know, built-in ingredients within you. It should be, if you understand faith very well. The hadith, it was narrated by Imam Bukhari. Khabbab ibn al-Arat says, I will narrate it fully in Arabic, then I will give the core meaning in English. Those who understand Arabic will take it without explanation because it's very clear in Arabic. Khabbab ibn al-Arat قال, جئنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد بردة له عند الكعبة أو في ظل الكعبة فقلنا يا رسول الله وهذا مروي في البخاري ألا تدعو لنا؟ ألا تستنصر لنا؟ فجلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من اتكائه وقال إنه كان في من كان قبلكم يؤخذ الرجل فيحفر له فيوضع في الحفرة فينشر بالمنشار فيفلق نصفين ما يرده ذلك عن دينه وإن الرجل في من كان قبلكم كان يمشط بأمشاط الحديد ما دون لحمه وعظمه أو دون لحمه أو عظمه وعصبه ما يرده ذلك عن دينه والله ليتمن الأمر حتى أي والله إن الله ليتمن هذا الأمر حتى يسير الراكب من صنعاء إلى حضرموت لا يخشى إلا الله والذئب على غنمه. This is an amazing hadith. Amazing hadith. The core point, one of the Sahaba, his name is Khabbab al-Arat, says, we came to Rasulullah sallam, he was sitting next to the Kaaba, under the shadow of the Kaaba, said, Ya Rasulullah, ala tad'u lana, ala tastansir lana. This happened at the early stage of Islam, when most of Muslims, they were facing torturing, okay? On the hand of Umayyah ibn Khalaf, or Abu Jahl, or, you know, Abu Lahab, they were physically torturing them, you know, killing them, you know, Sumayyah, Ammar ibn Yasir, Yasir, rahimahullah, the first martyr in Islam, Sumayya, the mother of Ammar. She was tortured, she was killed by the criminal. Ya Rasulullah, ala tad'u lana, ala tastansura, oh, you're the messenger of Allah. Why you don't ask Allah to bring victory to us? This Sahabi was thinking in a simple way. Is it true that Allah is able to support us? Yes, true. Like, why Allah is not supporting us now? Why not to press a button like this Everything is finished. خلاص. No. Then Prophet Muhammad is explaining part of the plan of the system. You are in a test. وما خلقت الجن والانس الا ليعبدون, part of the ibadah basically, to follow what should be. And there is a huge, huge plan behind this. You are tested. But then Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to explain part of the law. He said, وَلَّقَدْ كَانَ فِي مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ, those believers before you, maybe the time of Nuh عليه السلام, time of Ibrahim عليه السلام, time of Musa عليه السلام, you know, many believers. قَلْ كَانَ, the man, the believer, when he decides to become a believer, the enemy of believers, they used to bring this man, they dig a hole, they put him in a hole, they bring the saw, you know, and they cut him into, split him into two pieces. قال, this will not repel him or repassel him, ما يصده ذلك, from his religion. He will keep firm in his faith, which means they want to kill him because he is a believer, regardless who are they. Many non-believers, they used to hate believers during the history. Jews, they faced this. Christians, they faced this. Many believers at the time of Dawood alayhi salam, the time of Musa alayhi salam, and the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim himself, his people, they did what to him? They throw him in the fire. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا قَالَ لَأُحَرِّقَنَّكَ. You know, I will kill you. This is believers, they face disasters. Then he mentioned another, كان الرجل في من كان قبلكم, some of the believers before you used to face horrible torture, type of torture. Some of them, they used to bring the metal comb. You know the comb that we use for our hairs? There is a comb like the claw that we hang, for example, the slaughtered animal on it, okay? This is called amshat min hadid. Metallic combs, they used to put it on the flesh of the human body, and they used to remove the flesh from, and they keep the bones. This is way of torture. They send this kind of combs, they send it like this, they start to remove the whole flesh of the human body when he's alive. This is how they used to torture believers in some stages of the human history. Prophet Muhammad says, قَالْ مَا يَسُدُّهُ ذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ. The reason for this torture, because he's a believer. And we read in the history that the people of Lut, أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم إنهم ناس يتطهرون, throw them out because they are purifying themselves. In أصحاب البروج, وما نقموا منهم إلا يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد. The only reason why they hate them, the only reason, as Allah says, and Allah says the truth definitely, the only reason why they hate them, they hold hatred, because they believe in Allah. Allah tells us, تَقَوَّمَا نَقَوْ إِلَّا, the only reason, just because you believe in God. So some certain historical, many believers they faced. So he brought some examples to this Sahabi, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. قَالْ مَا يَصُدُّهُ, this will not, you know, bring him, you know, push him back, repel him, repulse him from his deen. By Allah, this deen will be fulfilled, will be completed, will be perfected till the day of judgment, till the person moves from such a place to another place with full peace. He does not have fear out of security unless from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and maybe the wolf against his sheep, which means full security. No one will touch anyone on earth. This will happen. Now your point, don't worry whether this ummah will vanish. This ummah will not be deleted from the surface of earth. It's the decision of Allah. I repeat, just be aware, where is your, what, job, duty, term, status? Where are you from this mosaic? أين أنت من هذه اللوحة الفسيفسائية? When they blend these things, are you part of the ingredients or not? When Islam is prepared to be, you know, presented for everyone, are you part of it or part of something else? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Now this is, let's say, the historical evidence, sorry, the Sharia evidence and the idea with the introduction. Now I will give you very quickly the glad tidings of the historical evidences. This will be in the second khutbah, بإذن الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيفوز المستغفرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. Please try to memorize at least 3 out of 7 or 8 that I will be mentioning. It's a good news for you. First of all, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he started to be the first believer in Mecca, he was one. He worked for 13 years, according to the narrations, when the immigration happened from Mecca to Medina. Most of the narrations say they were around or less than 200 Muslims. 13 years. 9 years later, Hijjat al-Wada', when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did the pilgrimage, according to the narrations, those who attended the Hajj with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were attending the Hajj. Not all the Muslims, they were 125,000. So if you looked at them when they were tortured at the time before Umar al-Khattab and before Hamza, you say, mustahil, oh, this Islam is lost. Just close your eyes, open. Few years later, Muslims, they were about 250,000, because at least half of them, they were in the Hajj. At least everyone has someone behind him. One, two. Now, you know the biggest two mightiest powers on earth at that time, Persians and Romans. You must study and teach your children the Battle of Yarmouk and the Battle of Al-Qadisiyah. Now, mathematically, materialistically speaking, now, Muslims in both battles, they were around 30,000. 30, 26, 32, 35,000 in both battles. Persians and Romans, it's like in our time now when you say Americans and Russians. Huge, it's not something, is it? Now, 240,000, 260,000. 7 to 8 times. No mass destruction weapons, which means you are using your hand power. 1 to 8. What does this mean? In mathematics, 1 to 8 means what? They are committing suicide. Definitely, when you tell someone, we have 2 armies, they will be meeting in the battlefield, and it's just the handy manpower, just a sword. 1 to 8. What is the normal expectations? Definitely, they will be deleted. In both battles, who achieved the victory? Muslims. It was the beginning of the conquer of Romans and Persians. Let's move 200, 300, 400 years later. The Mughals and the Tatars, they deleted, they wiped Muslims and Islamic Khilafa in Baghdad and Iraq. And they did this in Levant, Sham, completely. Muslims, they were about to lose hope. Islam is finished. You know, Genghis Khan, Katubga, those people for tens of years, they ruled with their paganist book against the Quran for tens of years in the Muslims area, in Iraq and Bilad al-Sham. Then out of a sudden, Ain Jalut, Al-Dahar Bid Aswakutuz, everything was turned completely upside down. It's not just that victory came again to Muslims, Mughals themselves, they became Muslims. It's the only time in the history that the conqueror follows the religion, the culture, the identity of those who are conquered. It happened just with Muslims. Move few tens or hundreds of years, you heard about the Crusades campaigns. 200 years, 8 campaigns of Crusaders. They come to punish both groups. Muslims, the infidels, al-Kuffar, us, and the heretics, al-Haratiqa, the Arab Christians. To punish these two, they came from Europe, the Vatican, and on top of them, France. 200 years, 8 campaigns. The end, they gave up. They were not able to delete this religion. Then, at that time, while this happens, the flourishing, the amazing civilization, it was in top in Andalus. Okay, then Muslim became very weak in Andalus. They were conquered. Ferdinand and Isabel, the two Catholic, you know, Spanish, at that time it was not Spain, but in our language now, if I may put it, okay? The two Spanish Catholic kings, he and she, they had cooperated together against Muslims and started what we call the Inquisitions, محاكم التفتيش, for Muslims and Jews. They started killing them, torturing them, they deleted them from the surface of earth. But at that time, the Ottoman Empire started. We think that, خلاص, Muslims is finished. No. Ottomans came. The mightiest power on the surface of planet Earth for hundreds of years. Okay, we lost the battle about 80, 90 years ago. Who told you this is the end? We received the colonization. Yes, we were colonized by British, by Spain. Many people, they think just the British and the French that they colonized. The Spanish, they did. Dutch, you know, Holland, they did. Many people, they colonized Italy, colonized Libya, you know, the British, the most well-known, actually it's not just our countries, you know, this country, it was part of the British colonies. United States of America, it was part of British colonization. They were colonizing them, you know, Iceland, Australia, all these countries. Now, yes, we are in a different situation. Do you think this is the end? We are attacked now, I know. Now they are not just attacking Muslims, they started attacking the hijab, they are attacking the Sunnah, attacking the Sahaba, attacking Prophet Muhammad. Now the latest, they are attacking the Quran itself, especially in Arabic language and Arabic TV channels. But don't lose hope. Just take a decision with which group you should be. If it's not on your hand, someone else will do it. And let me give you another glad tidings. This is Islam. I'm giving you just historical evidences. No one can deny these things. This happened upside down. By the way, we ruled India 1,000 years. We were kicked out just when the British came to India, just 220 years ago. 1,000 years, Muslims. And by the way, when they say that Islam was spread by sword, for 1,000 years, it was, and it's still up today, the majority are Hindus. If we do not allow others to enjoy their religion, how come we ruled India 1,000 years, yet the majority in India are Hindus? How come? This is a practical, materialistic evidence that Islam does not compel anyone to follow it unless if he wishes. Because we did that, alhamdulillah. Give you evidence from the history of others. Americans, do they celebrate their independence? I'm asking. Do Americans celebrate their independence? Independence from what? From occupation. Occupation of who? British. Go back now just to the First World War. British Empire, it was one of the most powerful states on earth just 90 years ago. Second World War, the British, if you don't know, read the history. Hitler, the Nazis, they burned 50% of London. British, they were about just to collapse completely if Allah did not decide that the Americans to come. The Americans, who used to be occupied by the British, they became the mightiest power on earth. SubhanAllah. Vietnamese people. If you compare between Arabs and Muslims and Vietnamese people, in terms of the civilization and the roots and the history, they managed to kick out the most powerful power on earth, the Americans. Did they manage or not? Yes. By the way, Americans, they showered Vietnam in 17 years, according to the BBC. I'm quoting from a documentary now. In 17 years, Americans, they showered Vietnam with 26 million tons of chemical weapons, which is equal to 4 nuclear bombs. Yet, Americans, they were kicked out of Vietnam. Because Vietnamese people, they believed in something. Okay, compare us with them. Do we have something to believe in? Wow. Actually, you have to believe that Allah is giving you and me and all of us not just the truth. It is the ultimate truth that must be spread to every single person on earth. So the title of the khutbah, don't ever think or lose hope that this honor will vanish. No. You are holding the gift for every single human being. But decide in which group you should be. Allahumma ighfirna wa arhamna wa afina wa afu anna ya rabbal alameen. Subhanaka la nuhsi thanaan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik anta al-muqaddim wa anta al-mu'akhir wa anta ala kulli shay'in qadir. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم.
يا الله.
اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا ووالد والدينا وأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا كريم. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء عبيدك أبناء إمائك، نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدلهم فينا قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقم الصلاة.